Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Verbal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verbal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grasso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Courtney moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Courtney scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal takes first base on ball four. Busby moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kokos. The throw from Grasso and he is out, Terwilliger applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive towards short. Verbal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verbal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Busby takes first base on ball four. Jensen moves to second. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Verbal hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Busby moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-1 in the game. Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a line drive to center field. Groth throws towards third. Dyke fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dyke. Busby scores. Verbal goes all the way around to score. Porterfield moves to second. It's 3-1, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porterfield scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verbal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Max Lanier now pitching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-2 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-2 in the game. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jensen moves to second. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verbal strikes out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Busby moves to second. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porterfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Porterfield reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. Busby scores. There goes Fitzgerald trying to get to home. Cocos throws the ball into Young, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags Fitzgerald, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 6-2, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Max Lanier. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos, who is chasing the ball. Vollmer reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Busby hits a line drive towards the mound. Bliska reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kokoes takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Senators. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verbal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verbal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch hits for Mike Bliska. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokoes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Jim Dyke now playing center field. Neil Berry now playing third base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 4 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.